Here's how to make the McDonald's french fries exactly at home.
First, we're going to genetically modify the potatoes just for cosmetic reasons. This way they don't go brown no matter what we do to them. Then on the field, we're gonna drench the soil with chlorethalonone, mancozeb, dequat, and of course we can't forget about the famous glyphosate. Cocktail of synthetic herbicides and fungicides.
Now it's time to gas them. These potatoes sit in warehouses for months, so they are blasting them with chloroprofen gas to keep them from sprouting while they wait their turn. Now to make them into french fries, we're gonna drench them in a warm solution of dextrose and sodium acid pyrophosphate. That's great for the classic yellow color, but not so great for your kidneys. For our coating, our salt has 4 ingredients, including aluminum anti-caking agent, and our beef flavoring is from hydrolyzed wheat, skim milk powder, citric acid, and natural beef flavoring, whatever that means. Now to fry these, they are using a blend of cheap genetically modified seed oils and hydrogenated soybean oil, but that's not it. They add to the oil TBHQ, a petroleum-derived preservative, and dimethyl polysiloxane, essentially silicone, so it doesn't bubble too much. Fry them, coat, and then place them boiling hot in this paper container that's actually lined with polyethylene for extra microplastics. Send this to your friends who are addicted to McDonald's and let me know, would you eat this crap? Yes, it's disgusting.